today I'm talking about discipline. Yeah, I don't really think these podcasts are very, I don't know, tailored to mass appeal, but I'm talking about discipline and good habits. I'm reading a book by J. Paul Getty called How to Be Rich. Really, it's just like an autobiography and his opinions on success and mindset, and I actually really like it. I don't know. I'm feeling myself becoming more of a CEO type personality. People are engaging with me kind of in that way, especially people I live with. And it helps to unify the energy, but I can also see how. Like, bottom line is, if you're the CEO or the founder, you are making a significantly higher income than your employees, but you're spending most of your time with your employees or by yourself, but probably a good amount of time managing the team and, you know, kind of, you have to engage people. So, you know, it's a balance between putting too much of yourself to where you might, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like people are exhausted, you know. On the contrary, though, it's to say, like, that's just to be expected, and you have to power through it regardless. And you got to pull through the supreme energy of being able to energize yourself and everyone around you. So, you know, the resistance just keeps increasing as the momentum continues to increase past, you know, sole proprietorship, being a one-man band, and then pushing into being a small business, medium-sized business, and a large business. So I notice effects that my energy has on people. I notice people's effects on me. Kind of a learning experience because I've never managed a group of people before, not in this sense. So it's kind of new, comes with the territory, but a lot of people do not have a lack of money. A lot of people have a lack of discipline. A lot of people have a lack of energy, and it's so easy to say, oh, it's money, and people are broke or scarce or, you know, capped at a certain speed and until they can get a promotion. Whatever occupation, you know, you fall into, you're either looking for better jobs, you're looking to get promotions, or you're looking to get certifications or awards that will allow you to leverage higher pay, or you're self-made. Your commission-based, your sales-based, it's uncapped potential. So, the universal truth, though, is most people are not, like, having an unlimited supply of energy, right? We think of wealthy people as having an unlimited supply of cash, or what we think is income. But truly, I think it starts with an unlimited supply of personal energy, you know? I notice my energy goes up and down in 10-day cycles. 10 days up, maybe 10 days down, 10 days back up again. When I'm up, it's easy to be motivated. Motivation comes easy when I'm on, you know? And you might relate. Like, when you're motivated and when you're energized and you're going to go work out and you're going to go, you know, fix the house up, you're going to do a project, you know, you're going to go do yard work or whatever it is, energy comes easily. Motivation is easy when you're on an upswing. I'm not talking about bipolar people being up and down. I'm talking about your rhythmic, you know, throughout the week. I don't know about where you live, but in Houston and everywhere else I've ever lived, Mondays is a low, Fridays is a high, right? So that's what I'm kind of talking about. The rhythms of the week, the month, the season, the year. Anywho, I always feel like it's a challenge. It's a challenge to pull something out of me, push, keep pushing, you know? I am pretty good at reading people's energy levels nowadays. And people that I used to know, when I compare energy levels, like, I know for a fact I have probably 10 times more physical hustle than they do. But that doesn't really mean anything unless you're going to do something with it. And quite honestly, you wouldn't even need to summon this incredible amount of energy unless you had some huge goal and it was necessary. If everybody was wealthy and was getting a check every month that didn't have to work, probably a lot of things would start going to shit. So, I don't know. There's a balance between it all. But, yeah, I'm just pushing myself really hard to stay on my grind, you know. And right now I feel like it's tough. It's tough to keep pushing. But bottom line is, when it's hard to push and you are able to pull through, the next go around, you're going to have that much more momentum, because it's easy to push when you're fired up. That's easy. When you're not fired up, how do you get yourself fired up again? Or maybe you can't get yourself fired up again, but you've got to just pull through. You don't have an option. You must do it. So that's the kind of mentality I'm paving my way right now in my head. It's a Sunday. I don't really want to work on a Sunday. But I want to get ahead. I don't have to work today. I don't even need the money to pay my bills on time. But I want to get ahead, and I want to have more than enough and overabundance. Thy cup runneth over. Right, and all that depends on how much extra you're willing to do when you don't have to do it. Those are the kind of people I'm looking for to join the Lux Exchange, to be friends with, or, you know, all of the above, build a team. But I need people who want to go above and beyond when they don't have to. They want to. Those are the people that are going to win in life, and I hope that that's the kind of person that you are.